Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work.
Victoria Prather, thank you so much for joining us for The Work today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Look, it's both so excited. Can't wait. Let's dive right in. Take us a little bit of your first interaction with self-management for actors or me or what? How did we connect? Remind me.
I was also trying to figure that out. I think you came first to New York at the SAG Foundation and did a talk. And that was the first I'm like, oh, this self-management for actors thing. That sounds kind of cool. Because I was new to SAG and was just kind of navigating the waters in terms of a professional acting career. And so I went out and got the book. And it's like a Bible anyway. And then you signed it for me. Aww. And I'm so glad you put the date on it because it says 10/14. That's when we had our first class in New York. It was October of that same year. And so, yeah, and I got so supercharged. I got new headshots and I felt like I was going in the right path. And then I had a family thing come up that stopped everything for a really long time until you did that, get your rear end for the new year.
I like this name, getting gear right. For the new year.
Yeah,
but
get your rear end gear. Well, that's what I needed to do. Cause I was having that. So after the class, I was recharged to do so much, but literally less than 30 days later, my whole life changed. So I decided to kind of take a step back. And then I was always kind of charged into or plugged into the New York Ninja group that was formed around that same time frame. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed like the right timing for everything. I started doing that and slowly but surely just progressing with the journey, not rushing things, but doing the research and doing the work behind it. And now I'm a part, like the New York Ninjas group, where I'd say we're bigger, but we're definitely we talk every day online, which is fantastic. And there's other little groups that are doing this and that. And because of that group, we also started working on doing our own stuff, producing our own content, which is also one of the SMFA principles, like create your own stuff. You call it something different.
I do.
You do.
I say shoot your shit. Come on.
Yeah, there we go. So we're shooting some stuff. And it's just the relationships that have been built since I've started the journey and the continuing progress that's going on is just it's fantastic. But you do have to do your own stuff. You have to be in charge of your own destiny, because it's like you said, there is no one book that's just going to say, here's how you become a professional successful actor. You really have to find your own journey getting there, but that does give you the principles by which you can get there. Some of us take a little longer because we're a little tied up with family matters and we kind of have to juggle that. But I think most of us are. There's a lot of us who have other responsibilities outside of our professional careers, no matter what your job is.
Absolutely true. So, absolutely true. And I want to pull back and talk a little bit about your spark, that first thing that got you going into acting. But I want to make sure to put a pin in the conversation about the rest of life and the stuff that comes up and how we navigate all of that. So I want to come back to that, but take us back before. How'd you get started? What made you decide I'm going to do this acting thing?
Well, I had done it as a kid. I did commercial work, but my mom just took me, we did, you know, local bank commercials. And this was in the Midwest, in the middle of nowhere. I was doing commercials.
Awesome.
Whatever. I also did modeling in my teens, you know, again, it was like local department store stuff. But I did plays and I was always involved somehow in the performing arts. But again, I got married, I had children, and it was more of a hobby at that point, but it was always something calling me, you know, you should go do this because it's where my soul just feels better when I'm doing it, when I'm creating something, when I'm a part of telling a story. I also started writing as a result of not being able to maybe express myself on stage or in TV or film. I write. So that's also part of the whole journey. But again, after another big life event, I ended up in New York City. And I didn't start right away. I was working as a media producer for a major publishing house. But I was working in New Jersey and living in Manhattan.
Ooh.
And hated that commute.
Yeah.
It was horrible. It was horrible. And I thought, well, you know, I live in the city. I had just resigned from my full-time job in New Jersey and went, And it just, it's really kind of weird how I got back into it. It was just one of those, hey, you know, you could probably do this professionally if you wanted to. And I thought, okay, why not? Seriously, it sounds weird, but I was watching an interview on the Today Show one morning, and it was Carole King who said, if not me, I mean, why not me?
Awesome.
And I kind of went, well, yeah. And it just kind of hit me like, yeah, what, if I don't try, I'll never know if I could do this professionally or not. And it was really that interview that sounds kind of weird, but that's what started it. And then I happened, this sounds stupid. So I did have a corporate job when I came like in the city, and I worked in the same building as AFTRA but before they merged, right. I worked in the same building, and I thought, well, what does it take to be in the union? And they were basically, oh, you just pay this money. I went,
yeah,
really?
That was AFTRA. Yeah.
What? You're kidding, right? And I was like, let me go back down to my office and grab a checkbook. And that's basically how I joined. And I didn't even know. And then someone said, oh, you know about the merger, right? I'm like,
oh, your timing is perfect.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
But that's how it happened. It was really just something like, okay. And that's how I got my equity card is even stupider. That was just a matter of, again, I worked really close nearby for my survival job.
Oh my God.
I walked down the street because I'm like, I hear about this equity office all the time. And I go in and I was like, so what do you do to join this? And they're like, well, you have to be a member of SAG or one of the sister unions for at least a year. I'm like, okay, check. And that's it. So they had like a board of who was auditioning or, you know, EPAs.
Mm-hmm.
And I see Syracuse State. Well, that seemed like a sign. I'm like, oh my God, I grew up in Syracuse as well. That was all like from age 10 on, Syracuse, I always considered my home. Oh my God, let me go back to my office. I've got a headshot there and my checkbook. Little Miss Vicky Sue runs back to, you know, wherever she's going and grabs her checkbook and becomes a member of Equity and starts just go. And I went in for that audition that day.
Amazing.
I had a model. So that's my life. I always look for signs. I know that sounds ridiculous, but that's when it was like, oh, I just pay my money and Syracuse is right there. So I need to audition for that because I could work as a local hire in Syracuse. I've got family there. I can do this.
I think it's phenomenal. Don't discount looking for signs because especially as creatives, our gut is such a big part of how we connect with our storytelling soul and what it is that we're here to do. And so I think it's our job to honor those impulses and to look for those signs and feel that gut instinct. It's yes, impulsive.
Impulsive, yeah.
I think that's
worst monologue ever. I think I ever performed in my life.
I doubt it.
I'm not going to do this because it's Syracuse.
I doubt it. I doubt it was horrible. Well, so, okay. So now you live and work in New York, you are creating your own content. You have this fantastic network of support. Let's go back to the, you know, you don't have to get specific about the life issues and the changes and the things that just we all go through in life that can derail our game plan a little bit. How do you stay balanced with everything that you're working on and working toward when life comes in and says, nope, you're going to go have to deal with this family thing for a little while and it's not going to be easy and you're not going to be able to focus on your pursuit. How do you stay balanced?
I drink a lot.
Yeah, that'll do it. Okay. I love you, Victoria. I just adore you.
That is kind of the daily struggle that I live with every day, but it is again, we had a meetup last Saturday. I think it was Saturday or Sunday with the New York Ninjas. And one of them, she's such a sweetheart. She approached me. She goes, you know, if you ever need any like last minute help with your son, let me know. If I'm around, I can watch him for, you know, like, and again, I'm sorry, but the universe will provide somehow, some way. And I think that having a network so that I am able to kind of go on an audition when I get called, because the advantage to living, I actually live in Manhattan. The advantage to living right here is that I can drop everything to go to an audition. The only thing that I can't drop is my responsibilities being a mother. And he's only 5, so it's not like I can leave him at home. And I don't really have someone, or didn't have somebody I could really call on to say, hey, can you help me out? I've always figured if I have a couple hours to deal with trying to find childcare, I'll be fine. And my husband's extremely supportive and he's been able to help me out with that sort of thing. But it has been, and I think if it weren't for him, for my husband, being as supportive as he is in my career choice, because it's not an easy one, I don't think I'd be able to do this. I mean, financially or just logistically be able to do this. And yeah, so far it hasn't. My biggest struggle is that I really like to vacation, and that doesn't work well for anybody except me and my family. But I think it is one of those things, definitely for 2017, that I'm curbing a lot, because mm-hmm. I think you do need to have your priorities straight. And, you know, my survival job does deal with travel. So there is a part of that I need to dedicate. But I do look at my job as an actor as a full-time profession yeah. that I'm pursuing actively and not passively. So I think it's just a matter of, you have to say, you know, if this is what you do, and again, you have to treat it as any job, mm-hmm. you're either in it or you're not. Pick one. Because there's plenty of people that will show up at that audition if you can't.
Absolutely.
They're not going to wait for you. You know, casting directors aren't like, oh, you know, I'd really like her to come in. We can wait a week until she's back from vacation. That's not going to happen.
Not likely.
No, ever. Not unless, you know, you have to be like super tier one type of
sure.
actor. Then they might wait.
There is a tier at which they may, yes.
In the meantime, I'll just drink a little wine.
Well, I love that you mentioned specifically the network of support, you know, not just within your family, your great husband, your network of the SMFA Ninjas, because I remember when I first started touring around and did that first lap of New York, Chicago, I think I did Chicago first, then New York and Toronto. And that was in 2011. And I had made a deal with myself that I wanted to travel more and I wanted to get out and meet the actors all over the world that were working the self-management for actors principles. And of course, New York was high on the list. And I hadn't been to New York since like 2004. I went for a book signing at the Drama Bookshop because my book, Self-Management for Actors First Edition, had just come out October of 2003. And so in February of 2004, I went to do a signing and a speaking event and some stuff with the union as well. But I hadn't been there since. So here it was 2011. I was like, oh, there's a lot that's changed and a lot of actors who are on the hustle and
we needed you
and using SMFA and I'm like, I got to get out there. Yeah. Well, and it was so funny when I first made the trip, I had some folks that I had worked with in New York say, I'm just jealous because there's this network of support that exists in LA. Y'all do the Thirsty Third Thursday events and we see these pictures and we know that y'all connect with each other in person, and New York just feels so isolated and we don't get that connection with one another. Help us. And I'm like, I'm doing everything that I can. And I don't know how to make people show up at the same place mm-hmm. and connect with one another, except to just keep suggesting it and just please be patient. And I have to say, Victoria, to you and to everyone who's in the New York Ninjas and to those who will come and join the New York Ninjas in hearing this, it has been so inspiring for me in the past couple of years to see exactly what we had hoped would happen, not just happen, but happen times 10, that y'all have not just decided we're going to get together and we're going to support one another and we're going to connect online, but we're going to shoot shit and we're going to look out for each other's kids. And I see the post in the New York Ninjas Facebook group of, hey, I'm going to be at an audition at this intersection at 2 o'clock. Who wants to come grab a coffee, or who wants to come watch my kid? And like, it's just awesome. Like, it happens. And it makes me thrilled that this kind of network is not just existing, but thriving. And so kudos to you, because it's not a small amount of work to build and maintain a community.
But you know, it's everybody works together. But what's most important is that they have to be like living and breathing this. If they don't, we have a group of admin for our Facebook group that kind of screen like, hey, wait, we have like a checklist. Are they already on your main Facebook group? Because if they're not, we're like, oh, well, they're just lurking. You know, they're lurking. It's important that those who join SMFA New York Ninjas, even so it's kind of an unofficial group, we want to make sure that we're all, because we use your language, Bonnie. we're there. And I mean, people are like, they'll hear us and it's like, we're talking about, you know, JDFI and, and even saying SMFA, if you don't know that, what that is, or if someone says, who's Bonnie, which has happened.
Oh, I know. I know.
not your group, you know? So I mean, it's not that we're, I don't want to make it sound like we're shutting down the doors, but you really have to know, what our support group is about. Mm. We are all professional actors pursuing our dreams, but we're also trying to create a network so that, you know, we're sharing our toys again. See, I mean, it's like, how can I not talk in Bonnie speak? Because that's what it is. But we do. And, you know, we shoot our own stuff.
I love that you keep that mom mouth so in check. But, it's good.
But it still starts with the same letter.
Yes.
Or just freaking do it. Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
But we just like to make sure that those who join the group are also kind of in that same mindset. And we'll talk about actor mind taffy. And if somebody doesn't know what that is, it's like, dude,
get the book. Yeah.
And I even said that I actually bought a copy and sent it to an actor friend of mine, 'cause I would love her to join the group. Mm-hmm. But if she, and she really needs to learn the principles, 'cause she's been in acting for a while, but I think it's a spaghetti slinging type thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's if you target and you research and you know your bullseye, and you know, it's like, come on, it's so important. And I know you're coming to New York again in October.
Yes
ma'am. And I want to get her in. I'm like, you have to see. And yeah, but you're also doing SAG Foundation while you're here too.
I am,
right?
I'm doing SAG Foundation, I'm doing alumni masterclass, I'm doing the one-day SMFA seminar, and I'm doing an actor empowerment event with Matt Newton. There's going to be a lot of fun stuff happening in New York. Oh, and there's supposed to be a headshot truck express day, which I neglected to mention on yesterday's call, but yes.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I know. I was like,
we're waiting for the official word.
Yeah, and that's my fault. I completely misplaced that in my travel brain. So that's fine. We'll get it all sorted before I make the big trip. Let's talk about what you've worked on, what you're excited about, what sort of successes have you had that feel really good to you and that you wanna promote? How can people keep up with what you've got going on and what comes next?
This year has been super, super, super amazing. We already started last year. I'm working as a producer alongside Rosalie Tenset.
Yay!
And Erin Zapsik and Lisa Budwick.
Love these ladies. Yeah.
With it's called Trending. Rosalie has written it. She'll be directing it. And she's also a producer on the project. She has tons of experience. She has awards. Of course, she's, you know, a New York Ninja. Duh. But she is really, she's put together she's been working and writing and writing and rewrites. And I don't even know the amount of work. I can't put it into words. She's just, she's amazing. But I know we're ready for a table read very soon. So we're super excited. Yeah, and I don't really know too much about my character even and where it's going or even where the story's going, but she did say she'll be having us do a table read very, very soon.
Awesome.
So that's exciting. I'm also working with a manager that started this year, and that's also as a result of I've masterminded with you. Mm-hmm. I've gone through the brand blitz and all that, and also the I'm gonna say it wrong. What is it? The cover letters and bios that don't suck.
Close. Yeah, bios and cover letters that don't suck. You got it.
Yep.
Yeah,
I have that
because essentials and module. That's our most popular one. Right. Right? Everybody wants bios and cover letters that don't suck.
Copy.
Yes.
Well, it's important because yeah. I mean, once, and I think I'm the type of actor who, although I feel confident in my abilities, I sometimes need that swift kick in the hind
end. The tuchus, yeah.
The tuchus, yeah. And you did that for me. You're like, just go do it already. You're commercial ready. You got your headshots. Go do it. And I'm like, oh. It, you know, it's like, I know better. I can't wait for the freaking phone to ring. I know that. So I have to take it upon myself to like say, okay, I'm ready. And I did. And I got a manager out of the deal.
Awesome.
I'm still like, wow, this happened. So I'm working with a manager who got me out on CoStar. He's got me on some commercial auditions, which I'm Yay. Super excited about. And then I took vacation. but he's great. And I have to say, one thing I do love about working with this particular manager is that he makes me accountable. I have to send him an update every 2 weeks with the things that I'm doing.
I like this manager.
So, right? So, I mean, that's really good. And in return, now, keep in mind, I'm freelancing with this person for a little bit. Because it's much like a dating game. I know you pointed that out. And he actually used that analogy as well. So it's kind of like, that's a known thing. So we're freelancing right now. But he did say that I was allowed to ask about where I was being submitted after a certain amount of time. So because when I wasn't getting called in for certain things and I hadn't heard from him, I was like, hey, can I see where you're submitting me to see if there's some casting directors I need to get in front of? And sure enough, they sent it to me, which was great. So then I went, wow, he's actually submitting me a lot, which is good. But then I looked at that list and went, yeah, I haven't seen that person. But that's like ninja research right there.
Isn't
that's
that
like
gold.
It was gold. Yeah. Yeah. So since then, that's what I've been working on is trying to target certain casting directors to get in front of and or follow up with those that I have already seen, but maybe just need a reminder like, hey, here's what I'm doing and bringing up trending and the things that we're, you know, that I'm currently working on.
Because if he can let you know he's getting you at least submitted in front of these folks or he's doing a pitch in front of these folks, if they don't know your work yet, your work becomes making sure they know your work so that when you're submitted next time, you're familiar. Right. They go, oh, she's great. Rather than just, I don't know. And because right now they don't know you. And then for the ones who do know you, being able to circle back around and say, look at these advancements that have happened, like this latest project, the new pictures since the last time you saw me, you know, and have that connection one more time, because it really does take, it's a slow burn. It's a heating up over time with all of these relationships.
Oh, yeah. And not only that, I remember yesterday that was a conversation point that Keith really brought home with the guy in the cubicle.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that analogy. Yeah. So this particular actor was asking about wanting to know who he was being submitted to as well. Like he needs a list to go through. And Keith's like, yeah, you don't want to be the guy hanging over somebody's shoulder, yeah, being that guy in the cubicle, like, hey, are you doing that right? Are you getting that? But there's another side of the coin to that. And I really wanted to yes and during that call, because I totally understand you. I don't want to be that annoying actor asking, like, I'm not going to ask my manager now who like where he's sending me out, because I can see it was a very busy list. Mm-hmm. He was doing a great job on my behalf.
You don't need to keep checking.
I don't need to.
I got it. He's doing great. Yeah.
All I want to do is do my part of the work to make his job also better. So we're working as a team. What was important to me, or what would be important to me, so that there's no double submitting. Or when I see, for example, again, I'm freelancing with him, so I didn't know, and a casting breakdown came out for somebody. They were looking for someone from Illinois, born and raised. I'm like, I don't know if my manager knows that. He right. may not submit me for that particular breakdown. So I sent that to him.
Right.
Like, hey, I'm really good at this. I'm actually born and raised in Illinois, and it's for commercial. So he's like, oh, okay. So he sent that out. And then another time it was like, they're looking for somebody who spoke fluent German. I'm like, yeah, bing, that's me.
Why would he know that? Right.
He wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
But I mean, this was something that was already released to everyone via Actors Access. Mm-hmm. It would be helpful for me to know if I applied for or submitted myself to something that I was already submitted already for that project, so I wouldn't have to do it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It's true, but I think that we get a little more concerned than we need to be about that sort of thing, because on the casting side of it, we already know, especially if you're repped by both an agent and a manager, you could be submitted twice before you submit. So we're already used to the potential for multiple submissions. And unless it just says clearly on the breakdown, no double submissions, well, that then you would want to double check. But if we've put it out on Actors Access where you're seeing it, we've probably already gone through the agent and manager process. You could be submitted three times by the time it's done. And you know, people who have a publicist, well, there's a fourth time. So just, I wouldn't worry too much about that.
Don't get actor's mind, Taffy.
It's a little taffy territory, you know, but it's not the worst. But that's true. I totally agree with that comment about not wanting to micromanage, you know, not wanting to be the guy in the cubicle looking over someone's shoulder and making sure they're doing your job. The analogy I use is it's like if your manager came to your acting class and had notes for you on the workout you were doing on a scene, or came to the audition and then walked you out and said, here's what I would have done differently. You might be like, oh, well, thanks, but I got this part. You do your part. Well, samesies.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Does that help? Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
So where can people stay in touch with you, find out what you've got going on? Where's the best place to stalk you online?
Just victoriaprather.com or find me on Twitter.
Yeah, you do like your tweets.
I like the tweeting.
Me too.
I have a Facebook page, but that's not where to find me. I'm on Twitter. So, and I put everything on there. All my resume updates, all everything. Yeah. So victoriaprather.com.
So what are some of your goals coming up for as we're recording this? We're in July. So for the back half of the year, what sort of goals do you have to round all this out so that when it comes time to get your rearing gear for the new year in December, you're already like done. It, check.
I need to hit the ground again. I did get a manager over my last submission with the headshot cover letter kind of thing. I did get a manager out of that, but I am looking for a commercial talent rep. So if that works, I mean, so my manager is across the board,
right,
but I would like to work with one of the larger agencies that
definitely, yeah.
I know that certain agencies are looking, or certain CDs are looking to certain agencies for submittals.
Yeah, it's a numbers game for commercials, especially. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they'll go to the one or two top commercial agencies that have all the people.
Yeah. And I'm definitely doing the headshot truck. I mean, have to.
I'm so glad the headshot truck is coming to New York. It thrilled me to see that was a part of their game plan. And of course, when we first talked about it earlier this year, I said, because they said, do you know where we could start to park? Because we, of course, know where to park in LA. And I'm like, I think your version of the headshot truck in New York is actually going to be more like an Uber, that you're going to have somebody book you to shoot and get you to the airport. Because you're not going to be able to stop. But if they can shoot you while you're getting your ride to the airport for your flight, now you're set.
That's ideal. But that means that I would have to, like, not for people who live like in Manhattan proper, that would be a pain, because that's going out to Queens to go have that done. But no,
I mean, if you had the flight to, you schedule it so that it's while you have somewhere you have to be.
This is true. I'm really thinking about this, like, wow, okay, headshot truck cross intersects with Uber. That's really cool.
Well, because I'm like, y'all can't just park out in front of a building for 3 hours like you do here in LA. It's just not, it's not like feed the meter and you're cool. Like, you can't stop.
Unless they had food. I mean, that's the only thing, if it was a food truck. So I don't know how it's going to work when they're here.
But I'm very eager to see, but I'm glad that we're going to be able to work together and get y'all some SFA Ninjas deals and such. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You want to do a little brand prov?
Let's do it.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I don't know.
You didn't take your notes, so
I didn't take notes.
All right. So, I'll go right on what I know you're doing right now, which is taking a drink. What is your on-brand drink, my dear?
Yes, it is a tequila on the rocks. Sorry, not tequila. It's margarita on the rocks. No salt, but it's got to be a Patron Silver.
So the classy margarita.
Yes, the classy margarita.
The very specific, non-crappy, evil tequila version.
Oh, no. We just, no, top shelf.
Top shelf. All right, got you. All right, let's see. You are in a film that makes it to a festival. What is the most on-brand of the festivals out there for a Victoria Prather film?
Ooh. I'd like to, I think I always wanted to be at Sundance. Yeah, Sundance.
And why is it that
No, I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back.
Because I was like, why is that one on brand? I mean, I get that it's a want, but is it?
I would like to be at Cannes.
Oh.
Because I went to Second. And I want to go to France again. Yeah, that would be very on brand because they would probably have really good wine there as well.
Oh, see, I like how you tie that in. All right. Good. Yeah. All right, let's see. The theme song that plays through your head as you walk through your day.
Oh. There's so many. I have like a medley.
Oh, cool.
Do you know Born to Be Alive?
No.
Patrick, shoot. Patrick Hernandez.
Mm-mm, nope.
All right, wait for it. Hang on.
Wait, are you seriously going to whip it out?
Are you kidding me? Yes. Am I going to whip it out? You know that. I think I just turned red. You say that.
You did. I love getting to make you blush, Mickey. It's one of my favorite things.
I totally
look at you. You're so red.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
You do not look Born to Be Alive? Oh.
I might. I just don't know it by the title.
Okay. In fact, when I was working as a radio DJ, this was one of our Way Back Wednesday songs that we would open with, and it would just be like the music bed every time we came back on here. Yeah. Is it going to play for me? Oh, wait.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, this is club music. Yes. Okay. All right. Now, okay. Last brand prov question. You are on the red carpet. Who's on your arm?
My husband and my son.
Double date.
Yes, double date. I take my daughters with me if they would be seen in public with me. but yeah, definitely my husband and my little boy. Because I can't see Mama being in some movie that I'd be embarrassed to take my son to. So,
good point.
So yeah, I'd have my little man with me, and the big man.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Yeah,
Victoria Prather, you're lovely. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're the bestest, and happy birthday! Because I know it's your month.
Yes, of course. I celebrate all month long. That's right.
It's all month long.
Awesome.
Oh, can I share really quick?
Do it.
Another thing that I do on a regular basis is when I have this like right next to my bed.
This is the Ninja Within. Yes. The Bonnie in your pocket. Yes.
And I always just open up and get like my daily dose. And today I thought this was so perfect. I was like, I have to share this. I got page 59 and it says, remember to take good care of those who have taken such good care of you back when you were having a tough time, even getting in front of casting directors. And I was like, you know what? Yes.
That's perfect.
Yeah. So it's all about community and creating those relationships and just paying it forward.
Yes, ma'am.
So, and you do it all the time, Bonnie. Thank you so much.
Oh my God. You're a sweetheart, Victoria. Thank you so much. Love you, sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.